Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 52, A Simpler Family Life, Starting Life Anew with Our Six Kids, by Leah Babauta with TheMinimalists.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily and Minimalist Monday, as I'm calling it. This is Justin, of course, your blog transcriber. Is that a word? I don't know. Anyway, like last week, I have another guest post from The Minimalist, but this is funny because it's from Leo Babauta, whose blog Zen Habits I read from here on the show all the time. So this is kind of like reading a post from Zen Habits, but it's not because it's technically on The Minimalist blog. Confused? But before I read that to you, I must mention that lately I've been spending, 10 or more hours a day doing this podcast, which is not sustainable if I don't grow. So if you enjoy it, I have a couple of things you can do to help keep the podcast alive, and they're all really easy. The first is to simply subscribe to the show in your podcast player, and the second is to show your support by joining my weekly newsletter. Just text OPTIMAL to 44222 to join. And last, the biggest help is to become a patron of the show, and you can do that by visiting me online at oldpodcast.com. By the way, if you do that, then don't worry about the newsletter thing. You can do that on the webpage also at oldpodcast.com. So if you can do 1, 2, or all three of those things, you'll not only keep this podcast alive, but also bring a smile to my face. So that's my promo for the top of the show, and now let's start optimizing your life. A Simpler Family Life, Starting Life Anew with Our Six Kids, by Leo Babauta with TheMinimalists.com. The kids, Ava and I, looked out of the train at the cold, foggy day and couldn't help but shiver. It was the middle of June, and we were colder on our first day in San Francisco than we'd ever been straight off a plane from Guam. We'd left behind the only home we'd ever known, with a backpack each on our backs. It was quite a journey, from a tiny speck in the middle of the vast Pacific to the most beautiful city in California, just on the verge of another tech boom. But the more amazing journey was that we each had just about all our possessions in the world on our backs. That would have been unthinkable only 4 years earlier, and I still had trouble believing my wife and kids would go along with such a crazy idea. In fact, I had my doubts. If it were just me, I'd be okay with owning almost nothing. But here we were, starting life anew in an unknown city, with the kids never having lived in any city before, and we didn't have a home, beds, couch, or a car, nor were we planning to get a car. What kind of madness had I gotten our 8-person family into? Had I just made a huge mistake? With all of their trust resting on my shoulders, I was pretty worried. Everything turned out okay. We found a home after a couple of weeks shacking up in the living room of my cousin's house, and we soon grew to love our new city. We found furniture on Craigslist, learned to explore the city by walking and riding mass transit, and found clothes in the great thrift shops. I learned to trust we'd be okay, even starting life afresh with not many possessions to speak of. I learned we can adapt, survive, and cope with the fear of not being okay. It still amazes me how far we've come, from living in a home piled high with clutter and toys and furniture to giving up that life. It's easy for me to take those kinds of changes by myself, but getting my wife who loves shopping and my kids who love toys to change, that's the miracle. How did we make those changes? I remember sitting the kids down in our house in Guam and talking to them about the idea of simplifying. They looked skeptical and frankly a bit horrified that I was talking about getting rid of their favorite toys. But we went into their room where we couldn't even see the floor because it was covered in toys, and I pointed out that most of their toys they didn't play with. Some of them were played with once on Christmas Day, only to be stuffed in the back of the closet and forgotten. Others you couldn't find even if you remembered to look for them because they were buried in an avalanche of Legos and Transformers and trash. So I proposed an experiment. Let's box up just the toys they didn't like, and they could keep everything they really wanted and really used. I wasn't threatening their favorite things, just clearing the way so they could play with those favorite things more. Sorting through their junk was fun, and we turned it into a game. How many things could we put in the box that they didn't need? And wouldn't it be fun to give some of those things to kids who needed them more? Or give them as gifts to cousins? Decluttering became fun and generous. Ava and I were going through the same process with our stuff, boxing up piles of junk that had accumulated over the years. I told her she didn't have to get rid of her shoes or her favorite clothes, and she was pretty cool with it all. Incredibly, she's one of the most minimalist people I know now and travels for weeks with a tiny backpack smaller than mine. What a journey. We went through stages of decluttering with our own stuff and with our kids'. We'd remove a few boxes and give them away, and then spend another weekend the following month finding more things they didn't need. On and on, we were shedding layers of dead skin, becoming new people. Christmas was the hardest tradition. We used to go all out and buy them a mountain of toys because it was fun. They adored Christmas Day for the gorging on gifts that it had become. We talked to them multiple times about what a waste that was, about how we were trying to get out of debt, about how our favorite times as a family were when we spent time together doing fun things. They got that because their favorite memories weren't of toys, but of going to the beach or playing board games or going to a water park. So they eventually agreed to forego toys for experience gifts, and that has become our tradition. I think we all still long for the Christmas consumerist feast sometimes, but we treasure the family trips we do together even more. Layer upon layer, we removed our junk and changed our habits as a family. It didn't happen overnight, but lasting change never does. It requires an adaptation of your mind to a new normal, one small stage at a time. It requires changing your buying habits, figuring out what your real needs are, and creating new family traditions. We've learned that meaningful change is a slow learning process, but then the best journeys always are. We came a long way from mountains of broken toys to a backpack each on our backs entering a new city. This was a frightening sight, the fog of San Francisco, but it turns out, even with few possessions, we were well equipped. You just listened to the post titled, A Simpler Family Life, Starting Life Anew with Our Six Kids, by Leah Babauta with TheMinimalist.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This actually reminded me of a couple of things. One is when he mentioned life experiences over gifts. I totally have to agree because I just recently went to a Cirque du Soleil show, the new one Curious, and it was amazing. I got it as a gift way back in December and I ended up going recently. And I would much rather have that than a trinket that I hold on to and end up throwing away or donating later. So that was amazing. And I recommend that show, by the way, if you're interested in seeing crazy people do crazy things. It's really awesome, very fascinating, and it is definitely a show for the eyes. Well, and ears, technically. And the other thing it reminded me of is an episode maybe a week or so ago where I asked a challenge of you to get rid of 10 items, small or big, and to let me know if you were able to do it. And I did hear back, which is awesome. So I want to continue that and challenge more of you to try it. Even if it's like a broken pencil lying around, count that as one item and find 9 more things to donate or trash or whatever. And if you're comfortable sharing the process, you can email me a picture or tweet it out to the world and tag me in it at oldpodcast on Twitter. And while you're there, feel free to tweet me with suggestions or questions. Or if you'd like to have any other blogs read to you on the show, then tweet both me and the author so we can possibly connect and set that up for you. Again, you can tweet me at oldpodcast. That is 52 episodes down and two official Minimalist Mondays as well. I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.